Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down, 9. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown. Shifting gears, getting a block. That's 6. 97 yards! Holy smokes!
Yeah, but can he go one more yard to match Ryan Fitzpatrick to Terrell Owens? That happened. That was in Jacksonville, wasn't that against Jacksonville? Yeah, 2009. I'm kidding, because that was a great sensational play, obviously, by one of the best in the game, Justin Jefferson. Kevin Harlan on the call right there. Justin Jefferson, a 97-yard touchdown pass from Sam Darnold, catch and run. The Vikings are what I would say a surprising 2-0. Really nice job by them. 2-0 so far for Minnesota. And impressive beating the San Francisco 49ers, 23-17. 49ers are banged up, but you know what? The Vikings last week take care of business, ho-hum, against the Giants, 28-6. 49ers, different animal, 23-17. A little banged up, doesn't matter. I was wrong about the Vikings. I think a lot of us were. I was wrong. I said the Vikings could be vying for the number one overall pick. I also did say, where I was right, that I think maybe Sam Darnold playing is better than J.J. McCarthy playing for them, and that's what it looks like here. But this stinks for the Bills, because the Bills have the Vikings' second-round pick, and you want them to be bad. However, this week, root for the Vikings, maybe, because they're playing the Houston Texans. It's all convoluted. It's all confusing. So just a little while ago, we had a caller bring up some of the undrafted guys in stepping up. Joe Andreessen, to me, will get his opportunity, very well could get his opportunity this week, Monday night. Because really, without Terrell Bernard, you're going to have another linebacker active. And that's either Andreessen or Eddie Ulofosio. And to me, from what I saw in preseason, the way that they treated Andreessen as the backup middle linebacker to call the plays, he would be the natural guy to be the next guy in line behind Bale and Spector. So I'm expecting, as of right now, that Joe Andreessen would be active next Monday night to make his NFL debut in a Bills uniform. But you never know. Could be Eddie Ulofosio as well. He's been inactive so far. Could they maybe have Nicholas Morrow play there? But you still have to have one more active, right? So we'll see where it goes. Of course, we know what Jamarcus Ingram is doing. He is off to a fantastic start. We know what Cam Lewis is doing. He's off to a really great start. And a caller a little while ago just kind of wanted to bring that up. This is something I've been thinking about here for a little while that I think needs to be mentioned. Okay. We all know the Bills have done a really good job developing players who step up and play well when called upon. This has not been a new phenomenon, folks. Player development in this organization is as good as it's ever been, at least since the 90s. And it's some of the best in the league. There are organizations that are very good at developing players because they're consistent. They're just there. I think the Chiefs have obviously been, although obviously having Mahomes helps everything, having Josh, but the Chiefs have been good at developing players. Look what they did last year with their defense. I think the Ravens have always been a very good team at developing players. I think the Steelers have always been pretty good at developing players under Mike Tomlin. It's why they're right where they are. They might not win the Super Bowl every year. They're always in the mix, really good. Like, it's just there's organizations that are just good at this. They develop players. They have a plan. They coach them up and they put them in situations where they succeed. But there's a common thread between all those teams I mentioned, including and specifically focused on the Bills. This does not happen without consistency in the organization between your GM, his staff, and the coach and his staff. Now, you can have coordinators turnover. You can have assistant coaches turnover. That happens every year. What I'm talking about is this, mostly. Think about it for a second. You have a GM and a head coach who are entering their eighth year together. That just is rare in the NFL. But because of the consistency, because they are in line with their philosophies on what they want to do on both sides of the ball, it allows Brandon Bean, and this was the caller's point of, hey, he finds these guys. Look, it's not just finding the guys. It's one thing to say. It's not like they're finding these undrafted free agents who are hit right away, right? Oh my God, we got a guy, first, you know, we found him undrafted, he's starting for us. That can happen. Christian Benford was a sixth-round pick, and he was a good player right away. That can happen. You can have those guys. But what they're doing, what the Bills are doing is, Brandon Bean is drafting and finding, and his staff, undrafted free agents for the short term to develop for the long term. They're playing the long game with these guys. And the only way you can do that is if you have consistency in your coaching as well, in your head coach. The GM could say, hey, let's take this guy. He might be good in 2 years. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter if the head coach is gone within a year because now you have a whole new regime and a whole new philosophy. If you go from Chan Gailey to Doug Marrone to Rex Ryan to Sean McDermott over a 10-year span, really, you went over a 4-year span with that, it seemed, I think. If you go over even a 5-6-year span and you have four different head coaches, I mean, heck, when was Gailey? Gailey was through 13. So from 13 through 17, four head coaches. Rex for 2 years, right? Think about that. Crazy. Well, actually, I shouldn't say it that way. It was 12. Marrone was 2013. So 5 year span, four head coaches.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When that happens, the GM goes, okay, now what do you need as a head coach? Well, this is what I need. Well, guess what? These guys we just had, they're no longer useful because they play a different system. They play a different scheme. They have different talent and skills than what we're trying to shift to. They're a different body type. And you have to redo everything. It's what happens all the time in the NFL. When you change, it's not impossible to win when you change regimes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, think about a guy like Jamarcus Ingram. Does Jamarcus Ingram develop into what we think he is right now, or in what he can be, if the Bills change their head coach over the last couple of years? Does Brandon Bean find a certain type of player to be developed by that coaching staff now, or 2 years ago, if, you know, they know that their coach is going to be changed? I hope I'm making sense here. The consistency of what Brandon Bean is able to do, or the whole philosophy of what he's able to do, is really brought out because of the consistency and the alignment and the continuity of the organization. It's something NFL teams, sports teams, NFL teams dream of. Teams dream of having this. They dream of having a GM and a head coach who are together and aligned and know what they want, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, guy gets hurt. Guess what? We got this guy 2 years ago who's been sitting on our practice squad who we developed in this system. He knows exactly what to do. It kind of doesn't happen if you have a different system every year. So that's the point I want to make about that, which is, I'm not telling you here that guys should have jobs forever either. Don't take it that way. But let's have a little appreciation here for the continuity and consistency the Bills have and what it's allowed them to put on the field and develop over the last few years versus what we went through for 20 freaking years here. I mean, how many times did we hear continuity, consistency, and they would never have it? And we'd have GMs and head coaches paraded around and say it in front office executives and whatever. Continuity, consistency, continuity, consistency. Got to have it, got to have it. We're going to have a GM and head coach align. And it was baloney. They just weren't. And they didn't win. And you changed them over. And now you have it. And that's why Cam Lewis can be here for 6 years, first three of which he didn't even play, really. And then now he's doing what he's doing. That's why Jamarcus Ingram can be here in his third year, first two of which he didn't play. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. That's why Alec Anderson can be here for 3 years, first two of which he didn't really play. And that's why he's doing what he's doing as the sixth offensive lineman, backup center. You can transition and allow a guy like a Mitch Morris to move on and say, oh, we have another guy in, like, I know they moved Connor McGovern, and Alec Anderson will be fine at center if we have to play him there. We've developed him because we have consistency and continuity in what we want here in these players. This is what's happening with the Buffalo Bills. This is why, on top of the first thing of Josh Allen, this team is still going to be good for a while. It may be different. It doesn't mean it has to be worse. 803-0550 on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Catholic Health, on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. The right way to care. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank as well. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Sal. You know, God, I love it. I enjoy listening to you. You have such passion. Oh, my gosh. You just got me all fired up. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and before the season started, there was like a lot of question marks as a Bills fan, like, and now they're starting to be answered just by the last two games that we played. With the Miami game, you know, one of the concerns was, how are we going to be able to contain Waddle and Hill because they're so fast? And then I started thinking about the Kansas City game, and I know it's a ways off, but if we are able to kind of go into that game, and I know every game has its own DNA, which you always say.
I always say that. Yes, I do.
If we are able to go into that Kansas City game to keep everything in front of us like we had our safeties doing, and then our linebackers taking away that seam from Kelsey, I think we could make it very interesting for that game, the regular game. But down the road, if we're able to do that in the playoffs, if we get to the playoffs, I think we're very capable of handling Kansas City this year.
That is a long way the way, though, Rob. Let's. And hey, you and I always say this on the radio. You and I on the radio or whatever we're doing, we can talk about that, no doubt. Like, we're not the players or coaches who have to say focus on one game. But, man, there's so many things that change between now and then is all my point is.
But it was just an impressive display of defense.
Yes,
that they,
for sure,
they showed against Miami. And they are fast. And so is Kansas City. And, like, if we're able to spy on Mahomes, I mean, he's a different quarterback than Tua.
I have some concerns.
One game at a time. That's all we got to take. I want to concentrate on what we got Monday night.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're putting the cart before the horse, but it's all good. I get it. You're excited, and
hey,
you should be.
My questions are starting to be answered one game at a time, though. I believe in this team.
Okay.
I know a lot of people had a hard time with the change, but change is good sometimes. With that, I'll have you take over.
Okay, Rob. Thank you. Listen, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. The Chiefs just lost Isaiah Pacheco, and they're not going to get Hollywood Brown back. The Bills just lost Terrell Bernard. Which gets me to a little concern I have about the Bills against the Jags. We will talk more about this game next hour, but I'm going to give you a concern initially I have about the Jags next week that I'll bring up when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Victory Football Monday.